AI's newsletter and things like that.
Yeah.
Those are still in effect. We're not taking over those. We're just adding to them.
I don't know if we have a newsletter, but I think they do have a certain thing. We should have a newsletter, but I think we're working on getting
it's
that back.
On one of these papers.
Mike, you have information on this.
No.
You don't have information yet. Well, you're looking for information.
Look, if you give $75 and you don't want the items that you're offering, you can get a BAI baseball cap, T-shirt, coffee mag, or tote bag.
There you go. There you go. And then people will stop you on the subway and ask you why you have that.
Right.
And you can have all kinds of conversations with people that you've never met.
But if you can't afford that, you can still pledge any amount.
212-209-2950.
And for those FBI agents that might be listening and thinking of pledging and aren't doing it because they think somehow the money goes to hackers, that's not true. This money all goes to WBAI. Not a person in this studio, not a person in the hacking community makes anything out of this. No one is paid for this show. It all goes to BAI to support independent radio.
That's right. And you can continue to listen to this program as a result of that and collect more evidence on us. So it's everybody wins. Everybody wins. 212-209-2950. Please give a call. One thing that I always learn whenever I go out to the heartland is that it's not just a New York thing. I can go to Denmark, I can go to California, I can go virtually any place in the world, and people appreciate what this radio program stands for, what this radio station stands for. So that's why, thanks to the internet, we no longer are confined just to the tri-state area. Anybody can call in and support the radio station from around the world and help keep us where we are right now, 50,000 watts in the middle of the commercial FM dial. That, my friends, is a big deal, because this radio station could be sold to a commercial entity for hundreds of millions of dollars, I believe was the latest figure that was thrown about during the last crisis. And imagine, it could become just another pop music station, and it would make a ton of money. We choose not to do that here because we have more important things to talk about. We have a lot of people who care. But we need to know there are people out there who care as well. 212-209-2950. The phone lines are pretty much empty except for that one solitary person that's on there. So let's light it up one more time, get another five calls on there, and then we can go back to the film and play another excerpt. And in this next excerpt, we're going to be hearing how it all got started, how the demonstration against Miramax, which really was a big deal. If you recall, they were making the movie called Takedown, which has still not been released in this country. And a bunch of us from this radio station, on this radio show, were talking about it. In fact, we were planning the whole thing. We were planning demonstrations outside the studios of, not the studios, the offices of Miramax downtown. And we wanted to get the message to them that making a movie about Kevin Mitnick and having him actually being found guilty of the crimes he had still not been tried for and being portrayed as a violent racist criminal, that kind of thing didn't sit well, and that we were going to speak out against it. But we had to have a forum for planning this somehow. We had to have meetings. We had to figure out just what exactly we were doing. And this whole process is outlined in this movie, Freedom Downtime. You'll hear clips of the demonstration. You'll also hear us talking to people outside movie theaters in New York. It's really amazing to see the history, to see how it all came together, how the importance of the radio station really came through in that situation. 212-209-2950. Two calls on the line. We need another three calls. Then we can go back to the film. 212-209-2950. Basically, we are here today, one of several times a year where we have to ask for support to keep the place going. And I think if you get something out of the radio station, out of the radio show, it's not so much to ask. If you listen to commercial radio, and I know a lot of you do, you will hear many times an hour commercials. Yes, commercials for products. And you think you're not paying for that? You think that's not reflected in the cost of whatever it is you buy, whether you want it to be or not? Thing is, you wind up paying for commercial radio a lot more than you wind up paying for non-commercial radio. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. Please show your support. Invest in us, because we will pay off. And I think we already have. I mean, the whole Kevin Mitnick saga, the whole Bernie S. saga. By the way, we did make contact with Bernie. He'll be on later on tonight. And Fiber Optic and so many other people that we've talked to over the years. These are important stories. These are stories that need to be heard. We need to get out there and, as Jello Biafra said, become the media ourselves and actually take control. You can't rely on mainstream media to do it. You're just going to have a bunch of yammering idiots like we just heard a few minutes ago. You know, that's what you're going to have if you just allow them to do the job. If you have a message to get across, the internet is your tool, self-publishing is your tool, WBAI is your tool. 212-209-2950. We've got six calls on the line. That's not bad. So I'm going to ask that people continue calling while we play the next clip. Autojack, are you going to be with us?
Actually, I think I have to go.
Okay, yeah, you told me you might have to go after the first hour, so we want to thank you for all your efforts. Of course, you will be performing at H2K2 some of your music, which
yes, I will, along with two other guys.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of us are looking forward to that. In fact, maybe we'll play some of your music later. We do have the CD with us.
Okay.
Again, thanks for all the work in getting these clips ready for the radio show tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks right here in the studios. All right, you take care.
All right, bye.
That's Autojack signing off from California. We're going to go back into the film. More clips of Freedom Downtime, 212-209-2950. This is the movie that we spent many years making. Poor Sharp, when did we start doing this?
I think we started in 1998.
Yeah, 1998.
That sounds about right.
Making a movie is not easy. You know, for those of you who think that it is, well, actually the process has gotten a lot easier. We couldn't have done this a decade earlier. Because the cameras did not exist. We used a digital camera, mini DV tapes.
Sony DCR VX1000.
And when we were filming, we did not yet have a way of editing. We did not know how we were going to edit this. The software did not yet exist. And unfortunately, as we were editing, we realized that the software still didn't exist to do exactly what we wanted to do. Now the software does exist, but the software we used probably could have used a lot of improvement. But the credit to you, because you struggled through it and you saw it through to the end and came up with quite a product. I've gotten so many compliments on the whole editing and sound work that that you really deserve the credit for.
Well, thank you.
212-209-2950. Now, show us your support and get a copy of Freedom Downtime for various amounts, which you can ask our tally people about. We're going to go back into Freedom Downtime now. After that, we'll have a special guest and other features going on this particular expanded edition of Off the Hook. We're on until 10 o'clock tonight, possibly until midnight, depending on what the Enough Said people want to do. Again, this is how it all got started, how the meetings for the demonstration got planned, and what we were doing outside movie theaters trying to stop the major motion picture about Kevin Mitnick from defaming him even further. 212-209-2950. Now, Freedom Downtime.
Okay, for Off the Hook, I recently heard the show where you guys received a copy of the script for Takedown. I found it to be really amusing how the scriptwriters can take the truth and not twist it or fabricate it, but just plain lie about what happened.
I have heard about Kevin's story, and thanks to Off the Hook, I heard about this meeting, and I decided to come and see what I can do to help.
It wasn't from me, it was from somebody else, but I knew exactly that.
Is there a good catchiness?
Oh, yeah. From Supermax to Miramax, 3.5 years with no trial. And then you can make another one from Miramax to Supermax, and no trial.
When they see two Free Kevin stickers, when they see 10, 20, 100, they're going to say, who the hell is Kevin? And they're going to keep saying it until somebody answers them.
One or two people that know more about it, or one or two people more on our side. Those two people get two people, we get two people, and how it works.
Yeah, basically, yeah. We're going to be in their face every step of the way. And if it comes to showing this thing in the screen, you know, in theaters, we're going to be there too. I mean, what we're doing now isn't going to be finished until Kevin has his trial, until Kevin's out.
Guilty by Hollywood or something like
that's
that.
A good, wow, that's good.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
I did look at the script, and I don't know. It's a shame. And it definitely shouldn't be something out there for someone who knows very little about Kevin to then see this movie and have ideas in their head that are untrue.
We had tried talking to them and they wouldn't listen. Now by having a demonstration outside their offices, they would have to listen. But we were a bunch of hackers. What did we know about demonstrations? Just that they can turn into riots, especially when the mayor was banning demonstrations outside City Hall and the cops were shooting people a whole lot more. We needed guidance. Someone with experience. We looked all over town for an activist. Maybe one of those gray-haired hippies from the 60s. We found one. Sort of.
Hey,
What's it like demonstrating here? Did you get harassed?
I hate our guts because they don't want the truth to come out.
Why do you think there isn't more activism?
Because people don't care, they're scared, they're afraid they'll get into trouble. I can understand it, you know, I mean, but we still have to take a stand, afraid or not. We have to at least give it a try. We have to give it a shot, you know.
This cop been giving you any trouble?
No, he's been standing there. He hasn't bothered me. And we have a president that wants to suck their brains out.
That bothers a lot of people, but...
Yeah, it bothers... anybody that's decent gets bothered when a little child is tortured to death, you know?
When a president's sucking their brains out.
Yeah.
He wasn't exactly what we had in mind. I got a real earful about the evils of homosexuals and communists. But in the end, he told us the one thing we needed to hear.
When you demonstrate, make sure you're in the right.
And that's the one thing we were sure of. We were right. The day arrived. We had no idea what to expect. We just kind of stood there for a while, not knowing what to do. Our converted phone company van got more attention than we did.
My name is Noah Kinnickstein. I'm an attorney.
For Miramax or for...
No.
For you all.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know. I'm representing you all.
Okay, great.
So no one's getting arrested, right?
No, I didn't plan on it.
Good.
The National Lawyers Guild actually sent someone to protect us, and that was the turning point. Things began to come together. Even members of the media started to show up. It seemed like everyone except Miramax was taking this seriously. We learned that when you stand outside a film studio's offices with picket signs, people notice.
These folks are going to put on a little demonstration here. They're going to be marching around. I thought I would tell you. You could tell the...
Tell the precinct,
and tell them I'm a lawyer. It's nice and calm, no problems at all. But they're gonna have a little debt, and they're gonna be marching around. So if you want to have,
I'll have that.
I want to just tell you that.
I appreciate that very much.
All right.
Can you tell me approximately, sir, how many?
I would say there's gonna be maybe 50 people, Patty. 50 to 60, maximum 50. Maximum
50-60 people. What area are you doing it?
They're going to do it here in front of Miramax Films. They're demonstrating about a movie that they're making.
I see. Okay, fine. I appreciate you stopping
all
me.
Right. And I'll have the precinct nice consent.
I'll tell them that,
all
sir.
Right.
Thank you very much
okay.
for your advice.
No, they're not going to come on purpose. Like, people are, you know, you're talking about suits. They don't give a... You gotta go hand it to them.
Don't harass the people that walk by. Some people have crises going on in their lives. They can't be bothered with our problem.
Y'all have a permit? Do y'all have a permit? Who's in charge out here? Do y'all have a permit? All right, as long as you don't block in front of the entrance, you stay to the side, please. Thank you.
They can walk in front.
Yeah, I guess so.
They can walk in front. The cops have been
notified.
As long
as you don't block the entrance for the people to come in, I don't have no problem.
You're not gonna have
don't
no problem
block the entrance.
They have a First Amendment right.
Don't block the entrance. Problem. That's all I'm saying.
It's ringing. I got put in voicemail. I guess I got too many calls. It just went straight to voicemail. I'll leave a message there. Hi, this is a protest outside. Are you guys there? If you get this, come outside. We're right down here. I see someone. All right, well, maybe you'll pick up the phone or come downstairs later.
Who were you calling, like the publicity department or something?
No, I just called the main number. I got a hold of them yesterday.
Oh, really?
And I asked for directions to the protest. And they told me they couldn't get me from where I was at to here. And I said, okay, well, I'll call you back tomorrow when I'm out front. And I see them. They both got their heads up.
There's one.
Yeah. But they're not answering the phones now.
Waving banners that said Free Kevin and holding Stop Miramax posters, the small but vocal crowd of protesters stood outside Miramax Pictures' New York offices yesterday. At issue, this script entitled Takedown, the story of the nation's most notorious computer hacker, Kevin Mitnick. Mitnick is currently being held in prison without bail, awaiting trial on computer crimes. It's a script these Kevin Mitnick supporters say is libelous and would hurt Mitnick's chances of getting a fair trial.
It might influence the jury. It might change a lot of things in a negative way. I mean, he's trying so hard to at least get a trial, and then this comes up where he's constantly being defamed.
You never know who you might see when you're standing outside the office of a film studio. Kevin Bacon had no interest whatsoever. But radio personality Laszlo did.
With the proliferation of TV news journalism like Primetime Live and these shows that completely distort the facts, and shows like 60 Minutes being forced to, you know, go in the same direction, people don't know the facts about the case. They don't know the facts about hackers. I say that hackers are the are the communists of the 1990s. I mean, we're basically, if anybody says hacker, all of a sudden you've got this demon 666 across your head. And nobody actually understands any of it. So what I do on in my part on the radio with my syndicated show is try to get people to open their brains, because I talk to a lot of old people out there, because I'm on a lot of news talk stations. So when I can, I put Manuel or Bernie S. or anybody else on there to talk about the state of what's going on, because nobody else is going to cover it. And the people that do cover it in the mainstream media are going to cover it for profit, like the guy that wrote the book.
The demonstrators here say they have sent a copy of this illicitly obtained script of the movie to Kevin Mitnick in jail, and that he absolutely hates it. Miramax's parent, Disney, may not like it either. The controversy comes on the heels of the dumping of $43 million in Disney stock by the Texas Board of Education. The board's complaint that Miramax films have too much sex and violence.
Miramax distorts the facts. Miramax distorts the facts. Miramax distorts the facts. Miramax distorts the facts.
Was that Harvey Weinstein, president of Miramax? He walked right by us and didn't even get a Stop Miramax brochure. Of course we had a brochure for Harvey.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What did they say?
They might, I don't know.
They might come down.
Yeah. There she is, that's the one who answered the phone. She hung up on me yesterday. I got through.
Excellent.
Yeah, they waved. Did you see him wave?
Miramax distorts the facts.
They said you have to have, you use a bullhorn, disrupt people's walkways, you have to have a permit, or they'll come over.
Miramax distorts the facts. Miramax distorts the facts.
I'm going to have to call the cops.
Miramax distorts the facts.
Thoughts. Well, I think that 3 years is a long time to be held without actually having a trial. And I think that what Miramax is doing is going to jeopardize his right to have a free and honest trial. So that's why I'm out here protesting. Thank you.
They all were aware of the thing in front of their building in New York City. I mean, they were talking about it on the set. They asked me about it. They said, did you talk to Emmanuel? That's great. So they were waving at the window. They think it's fantastic. And they all want free Kevin stickers. The whole crew wants free. I will send, if you give me some, I'll send them to them. They will put them on their cars.
Hello, sir. You know who Kevin Mitnick is?
No, I do not.
Computer hacker who's been in jail for 3.5 years without a trial. Miramax has decided to make a movie about him.
Oh, really?
The script is false. Makes him out to be a violent racist.
Right.
Which he is not. Want to know what you think about it?
When are they doing the film?
Well, they start shooting in a couple weeks.
Kevin Mitnick is great.
So how can I find out about what's the
truth?
They should
take him out of prison.
Hold on, I want to talk to you. All right.
What's that?
My main thing is, the only reason he even ended up like running afoul of the law is because the people don't really have access to communications. All you got is like big corporations like Miramax with access to communications.
First Amendment, yeah!
This is in America. This
he was
happening
in jail
here.
For 3 years without a trial?
He's still in jail.
Well, I saw this. I saw something about this on CNBC on Friday.
This happens a lot, though, because you always had those, like, unauthorized biographies, stuff like that. I mean, where it's like, you have an autobiography, you have, like, authorized biographies.
This is different,
this is
though.
This is sort of like an unauthorized
biography,
but
in big.
Film.
This not is going to be a feature.
He hasn't had a trial yet.
Hasn't had a trial
so that's
yet.
Sort of
and
not really
wait, yet. Not only that, in the movie, they already wrote that he had a trial.
Hear of Kevin Mitnick?
No, who's that?
Well, if you're walking away, I really can't help.
How did you guys get a hold of the script? Okay.
Come on.
All right. Okay. Hey, you're a lawyer. Isn't it illegal to, like, you know, if they're going to slander him? Can't they try to stop him on legal grounds?
Well, that's not right. They have to put a waiver or something.
I think
and they're
they
saying
should
that
have to hold the
not...
film until after he's had a fair trial.
Well,
I mean, it happens, unfortunately. You know, I don't think it should be, obviously, it's probably not legal. He'll have a lawsuit. against Miramax. But I think they should have to wait until he's had a fair trial.
And also they should use his real name. If they want to change the facts of the story, they should change the name and make it a fictional story.
3.5 years is a long time. Think about what you've done for the last 3.5 years. And then imagine being in jail while all that stuff was happening.
Wow.
For copying software.
Right.
You know?
I've copied software.
What did he do? Oh, he hacked.
He hacked. So I just would like to know your opinion on the slandering in this film.
Miramax sucks. So, like, free Kevin.
Well, you know, I can't like talk shit about a movie I haven't seen or read the script of, you know?
Okay.
But I guess the one relevant thing that I could say is it seems to me there is a witch hunt sort of hysterical mentality vis-a-vis hacking, you know? And the people are very quick to fly off the handle and condemn, you know, as terrorists, people who are, you know, exploring like a new technology landscape in a way that they don't understand, you know?
Definitely.
That's sort of, you know, as far as I could go, not having seen it.
Not only did we find a receptive bunch at the local theaters, they even started to do our work for us. New York was great, but it was only the start. That's certainly true. It was only the start, and what a start it was. That was a clip from Freedom Downtime, the documentary which we have released very recently to the world, and it's been met with quite a lot of interest, and we hope that people here at the radio station also see the value of people going out there and making their own documentaries. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to support the radio station. You can get your own copy of Freedom Downtime with a call to the pledge line. And, Porchat, what do you think of that whole set of interviews and adventure?
That whole section. Well, actually, one comment I just was thinking as I was listening to this is it's amazing how well documentaries lap over into radio. I mean, you can't see the names of the people.
Yeah.
And you can't see their faces. For example, there's one of the guys in Pi was interviewed by us.
That last guy was the star of Pi. That's
outside
true.
Outside the Angelica, which is where we filmed that.
You don't know that from hearing him, but you would know that if you saw the actual film.
That's right. It was interesting. We ran into some great people outside the Angelica there. That's most of what you heard there. It was our
Kevin Bacon walked by too. Kevin Bacon has a walk on in our film.
Kevin
Bacon didn't even know it.
Yeah, actually, somebody asked me, how many steps away are you from Kevin Bacon? Because apparently, that's the one thing that
bumped right into us. No steps at all.
we're 0 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
212-209-2950. We have a good amount. We have 2,200. Actually, we had some very generous pledges. One in particular. We want to thank that person. But the downside to that is that it means that not enough small pledges have come in because this number is a little less than where we should be at. So we really need to get a rampage of calls coming in at 212-209-2950. Pledge of $75, you get a copy of the film, the two-hour film that you just heard an excerpt from, which details the history of the Free Kevin movement and also the hacker culture and all kinds of other adventures that we had as we traveled across the country. And in addition to that, you'll get a 2600 T-shirt, the most recent release, the one that chronicles all the different corporate lawsuits that have been filed or threatened against us, as well as some interesting graphics. That's for a $75 pledge. For a $125 pledge, you get all of that plus two tickets to the H2K2 conference, which is coming up in July here in New York City. That alone is a $100 value, so you're really doing good by calling us. But the most important thing is that we need you to support us at 212-209-2950 because we're the only radio station out there that would have the guts to air anything like this. And you might say, well, you know, this doesn't seem too too outrageous. It's not too outrageous. It's outrageous enough, though, for the mainstream media to be afraid of it, to turn their backs on it, to simply ignore the story and give you some ridiculousness that they give you on the 6 o'clock news. So if you're tired of that, if you want to do something alternative, if you want to have a chance at having your voice heard, this is the place you need to support. You support every other radio station already by buying things because those are commercial radio stations and they get an advertising budget. And that advertising budget affects the price of things that we buy and we don't really have a choice about. This radio station, though, it's all up to you if we succeed or if we fail. 212-209-2950. I'll say this. If we had not had this radio station, we would not have had this film. As simple as that. It all ties together. You know, the magazine does one particular thing. The radio show does one other thing. The film does yet another thing. It all ties together. And without the power, the organizing power of airwaves to reach people, to have those meetings, to have those demonstrations outside Miramax, and to talk with people around the country, we never would have been able to do this. And this film would not have come out, and it probably would have affected Kevin's case in a bad way by not having people out there to support him. Think of what we've done over the years with people like Bernie S. and Fiber Optic, where we've told you the stories as they were happening. You can't do that in mass media, and you probably never will be able to. You need radio stations like this, and the only way this station will continue to exist is if people support it. Yeah, we could have commercials. I guess legally we could have commercials because we're above 92 on the FM dial. But if we did that, then the sponsors might get upset that, we're criticizing them or we're saying things that they don't want to hear, and they're going to assume that individual people don't want to hear them as well. We think individual people are a little more intelligent than that. They can make up their own minds, and that's what we've been relying on since this station went on the air in 1960. So I think it's working, but you need to help us continue to make it work. 212-209-2950, only one call on the line. I know there's more people out there that care.
For people who...
Hang on a second, your mic's not on. There you go.
For people who may not be able to afford some of the premiums you just offered, there's a basic membership, which is $50, as well as a student and low-income membership at $25. So really, any amount helps support the station in this program. So please call, even if you can't give some of the higher amounts.
That's right. Every amount matters, and it all adds up. It all adds up. We're at $25.75 right now, which is great. We got there by a combination of big and small donations. But, you know, it's not that I don't want big contributions. Yeah, they're great. They're wonderful. But I don't want to make it seem as if the small ones don't matter. Everybody who pledges whatever it is they can afford, it all adds up. It gets us to where we are now. And, you know, this radio station would not be in existence today were it not for the listeners. And I'm talking to, you know, about very recent events, things that happened over the last year where we face some a pretty uncertain future. And there were the listeners. The listeners were the people who were always there for us, who always knew when things were being told to them or when the truth was being withheld from them. They're the people who showed up at the demonstrations to save this place. Well, think of this as one big demonstration to continue to save this place by pledging, by keeping us going. 212-209-2950. This is our only fundraiser of this particular fundraising drive here at Off the Hook. So if you want to support this particular show and give us a strong showing in the current marathon, please give us a call now, 212-209-2950. Anyone else have any comments on the clips we just heard?
Well, not so much on the clip, but did you mention the fact that this is an award-winning film now?
Actually, I guess technically it is.
Yeah.
Because at the New York City Independent Film and Video Festival, I think I got all the words right.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Most New York, no, I missed one. New York City Independent International Film and Video Festival, which took place a couple of months ago here in New York. We won the Audience
Appreciation
Award. I'm not quite sure how we won it, but we did. And that's really cool. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything like that. I just remember going there on that day and seeing people lined up to the street corner to get into the film. That was the most amazing feeling I think I've ever felt. Just, wow, people actually will get up on a Saturday afternoon and come down and you know, pay to see a film that you know, we made. It's really good. It makes you feel like, wow, it really does matter. The message is really getting out there. But you know what? This message isn't getting out there because there's no calls on the line. 212-209-2950. If you've ever gotten anything out of this place or 2600 or Off the Hook, please give us a call and show your support. Keep the radio station going. We have some people to thank.
Yeah, we do. We want to thank Kevin from Riverside, Connecticut, who says it's so good to finally hear the whole story.
All right.
And we have an especially generous pledge from Dorothy from Southampton. A pledge from Ken in... I cannot read this. It's on Long Island, though.
Wait, let me try that, because I'm from Long Island.
Okay.
I can read some of the hieroglyphics from there. This is Centereach. Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Frank from New York City. Manhattan, I guess. Marcus from Jamaica. Scott from Bellevue, Washington.
Oh, wow. Washington Bellevue, State. Washington.
Yeah.
Home of Microsoft.
Right. No. They're from Redmond. That's Redmond.
Okay.
But near there. And yet he fights the evil empire enough to donate to the station.
Go. That's the spirit.
Right. He's not even within listening range.
Well, everyone's within listening range now with the internet.
But maybe not soon.
Well, it depends.
If this copyright thing goes through.
The copyright thing goes through. You see, well, why do you think people want to stop things like that? You know, it's an empowerment tool to be able to reach people.
We also want to thank Dan from Brooklyn, Felicia from Flushing, Alexander from Coram on Long Island, Aaron from Plattsburgh, a different Aaron from Newport News, Virginia.
Two Aarons in one night.
Yeah.
Any other Aarons out there? Come on, let's make it the three, you know, three Aarons. That would be great.
And we have Rick from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Thanks so much for calling all the way from down south. Of course, we hope there's a lot more people out there. They usually are. We usually get a lot more calls than this. So don't disappoint us. Don't make us think that the film is scaring people away. You know, that would be kind of weird. 212-209-2950. We want to get, all three banks lit, which, the last time or last couple of times when we did this, we had so many calls that the people were angry at us when we left because we kept them working so hard answering phone calls. And while, you know, I don't relish making new enemies, it is, you know, kind of a good thing to really get the phones hopping so that lots and lots of phone calls come in, lots of support comes in. Because in the end, when you add it all up, it looks like we're really, really ahead and doing well, which of course we are. We have more people to thank.
Yes, we do. We want to thank Gabriel from Brooklyn and an anonymous donor who says, remember our green friend from Dayton in Connecticut just pledged for H2K2 tickets.
Okay. Yes, I think we just had a pledge from Mars. Okay, that's great. That's really wonderful. And I want to thank all the people out there in Dayton who voiced their support. People who come up to us and say, hang in there, we're behind you, you know, even though they couldn't say it too loudly because, you know, they were afraid that, maybe their parents might hear or something like that. It's just great to see people who understand and know the importance of sticking together. 212-209-2950. Again, the phone lines are empty. We're up to 2575. I think we just got a couple of calls, but we really need to see some more. Here's a letter that we got. After hearing all about Freedom Downtime, I have made a decision to buy a copy and was wondering if you think anyone would mind if I encoded it to an AVI or some similar format to share the story amongst friends. I believe that this would help share the story of Kevin and be a good way to distribute the info at my next 2600 local meeting. Well, that's exactly what we are advocating, is getting the message out however possible. And in fact, on the internet now, someone even gave this to me at Dayton. There are copies being distributed. And unlike the mainstream movie companies that go out and try to shut people down whenever they do something like this, the small-time film company that we have started here likes when people do that because it gets the word out. It creates interest. It spreads the message that we're trying to get across. Yeah, I guess if everybody who ever saw this film paid for a copy, then we could probably make more money, but you should never make a movie to make money, and you should never assume that everybody who watches it is a customer. These are all individual people that that have their own perspectives on things, and whatever you have to do to see this film, do it, you know? The only thing we ask is that people not, say that they made it or, you know, sell it and at a profit and that kind of thing. The obvious. So, yeah, absolutely. Make copies of it, put it up, stream it, whatever you have to do, and let people know about it. We even say something on the box about that. Where, hand me the box. I have one here.
One minute.
Let's see. What does it say? Very tiny print here.
At the very bottom of the bag.
Free and unaltered broadcasting, netcasting, and copying are encouraged. Imagine seeing that on Star Wars 2 or whatever just came out. Yeah, you'll never see it there, you know, and it's these people make so much as it is, you'd think that, they wouldn't mind something like that. But, you know, that's their right. That's their right not to want things copied freely. We do. And we help people out there respect that as well. 212-209-2950. But at the same time, we want people to be able to support what we do. And that comes about from people supporting the radio station. That's what we need now. 212-209-2950.
While you were in Dayton, actually, I was in at MIT, actually, in Boston, and we met up with some people there who had some friends who had some friends who had some friends who could tell what was being put on, what was being inserted into one of the search engines for media files. And for the day after we released Freedom Downtime, the number one search hit, which was something like sex, was Freedom Downtime Video.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
This was where?
This was a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Uh-huh.
In Boston.
I think I know him.
Actually, you do. I'll explain later. Said that we were the number one search hit on this specific search engine, which was for media files.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, man, that tells me that people care, that there's an interest going out there. And, if I was of the Hollywood ilk, I guess I would be tearing my hair out saying that, oh, my God, we could be making billions of dollars now. But, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. You know, if people are interested in something, then you've won. You've gotten your message out, and that's what it's all about. And that's what people here at WBAI appreciate. That's what our listeners appreciate. You know, we choose to tell the story in this particular way, and we just want the word to get out. But, you know, it costs money. It costs money to keep this place here. It costs money to keep the transmitter on, the electricity, and the machines fixed, and all that kind of thing. But I can tell you right now, nobody gets rich from this place. In fact, relatively few people even get paid at all, and those are only administrative people and other professional types that you absolutely need to have to keep the place running in the first place, people who are here every single day for 10-plus hours a day. But nobody here at Off the Hook gets paid for this. We just come in and volunteer our time, and that's what it's all about, is volunteer efforts. So prove that volunteerism can work. 212-209-2950. We have two phone calls on the line, which is great. Let's build that up. Let's keep that going. Okay, we have a special guest with us right now who joins us from North Carolina. You may have heard the name on the internet of Uzi Nissan. This is a guy who is the founder and president of Nissan Computer Corporation. He came to this country from Israel in 1976, and the Nissan name has been in his family for as long as his family has been around. All that has fallen on deaf ears because the Nissan Motor Company, or whatever they're called, has decided that they are the only Nissans that have the right to exist and use that name, and they are trying to sue the Nissan family to get the domain name Nissan.com, which was registered back in 1994 by Uzi Nissan. And Uzi Nissan, you join us now from North Carolina. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. So give us a little bit of background here. Now, that is your name. Your name is Nissan. It's always been your name.
Correct.
What kinds of things do you do on your website?
Well, on the website, on Nissan.com, we advertise our services, computers, parts, servers, services. That's what we do on Nissan.com.
Okay.
I'd just like to correct something. Nissan Motors is not trying to sue me. They sued me already.
Okay. that's a good distinction to make.
It's in federal court in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. So now their view is that because, I guess, they're bigger than you and they have, you know, a car company, that they're the only ones that would be entitled to call themselves Nissan.com.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, just to give you a little background of the term Nissan, it is a biblical term from the Old Testament. It's the seventh month in the Hebrew calendar, and it's been in my family, as far as I know, for at least seven generations.
Did you expect this kind of a thing to happen?
No, I did not. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. And what was the first thing that took place? So you registered the site in 1994. What happened then?
Well, let's go a little further back. You know, I started using my last name in businesses since 1980. My first business was Nissan Foreign Car. I had a garage. That's when Nissan was not even Nissan. It was Datsun. And they changed the name in the mid-'80s. In 1987, I started another company, Nissan International, which we did export. And in 1991, started Nissan Computer. In 1994, registered the domain name. And we are still Nissan Computer. We're still holding up. You know how hard it is to go through federal court.
Oh, yeah.
But we're still standing. They're trying all kind of bully tactics. you know, from the beginning. They said that I even misspelled my name just to have it the same spelling as theirs.
Misspelled your name?
Yeah, that's what they said. But as much as we ask for evidence for that, they did not, you know, they did not submit anything. So they dropped that. But, you know, they're trying all kind of bully tactics, all kind.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, I did not know that, but, you know, I was deposed for 4 days, but, you know, the CEO of Nissan Motors is protected by law. We cannot depose him.
Really?
Yes, that was the order from the court.
What kind of law is that protects him from being deposed?
Well, let me put it this way. When you get an order from the court that says, that starts, first of all, it's denial to depose the CEO of Nissan Motors, and it starts, the law is clear, what does that tell you? You know, so, you know, it's you know, it's a David and Goliath syndrome, and I expected some of that to happen. I did not expect it, so much of it to happen.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of bullying tactics have they engaged in?
Well, let me give you another example. There were some judgment on summary judgments. You know, we won the cyber squatting, and the judge almost gave us the dilution. But they argued that, and on a hearsay, which was just an article in the newspaper in 1989, they say, well, we were famous because this newspaper article said that Nissan was one of the top 200 marks in the United States. So the judge sent it to trial. You know, a few weeks later, they start putting more documents into another summary judgment, you know, try that we asked for those documents in February of 2001, and they have not produced it. So we moved to strike those documents out. No, of course the judge, the court allowed that. So now they're going on a second chance on summary judgment on dilution, which, you know, we all don't understand how can it be dilution at all in this case, since we have a contract that's signed by the CEO of Nissan Motors with five other Japanese conglomerate CEOs that allows all six companies to use the mark Nissan. So if Nissan Motors CEO signed that contract, in their own doing, they are diluting their name. So how can I dilute their name?
Now, you said you won on the cyber squatting. You want to tell us something about what that entailed?
Well, yeah, the cyber squatting is it's a kind of a vague law that always when you have a problem, always when you have something that says bad faith, how do you prove bad faith? You know, so the cyber squatting law came in November 29th, 1999. And I was sued 11 days after that. And that's a law that usually protect the big names from people registering their mark and trying to sell it to them. But at this case, the judge, there are 8 points to the law, which I can't remember all 8 points. He went through all the 8 points and found all 8 points in our favor. So he said on summary judgment, there's no cyber squatting here. So we won that.
Okay.
And in the trademark infringement, we lost the trademark infringement on automotive related products, which I still don't understand how it happened. But you know, that's the way it went.
Do you sell anything automotive related?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, then I don't understand it either. That's
well,
strange.
Well, we'll deal with it after the trial. We'll see what we're going to do with that. We won the trademark infringement on non-automotive products.
Okay.
And the dilution was sent to trial, which was delayed again. It's going to be on October 15th this year.
Now, you're going to have a jury trial.
Yeah.
So that's
going
to be very interesting.
That's what keeps me going, that I have jury trial.
Uh-huh. And where is this going to be held?
In Los Angeles, California. in the Ninth Circuit Central District.
Why Los Angeles? Because that's where they're based?
That's where they based, and they went to the court and said that Nissan.com is on the Internet, and that's enough for personal jurisdiction. We thought that it wasn't, but the court found that it was.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, but, you know, we have to deal with that.
Uh-huh. What kind of support have you gotten from the Internet community?
Oh, the Internet community is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. It's the matter... The problem is just get the word out, because up till now, over 98% of the people just know about it and come to our site to read about it and to see the supporting articles. You know, when I'm telling you that I started a business in 1980, which is called Nissan Foreign Car, you go in there and you see documents. I have invoices that I bought parts from Datsun. You look at an invoice of Datsun. In 1982 and 1983, the only mention to the word Nissan is my company.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing printed on it. Over 98% of people coming and reading it are voting against Nissan Motors and voting with their wallets, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is to get the word out. And as you know, the mainstream media will not do that. So
we know that pretty well up here.
That's
why we want people to support this place, so that we can continue to tell stories like this. And again, for those of you that aren't calling in, 212-209-2950 is the phone number to support this place. Hopefully we'll get a lot of calls while we're talking, so we don't have to go over that over and over again. Tell us something about your attempts to get the mass media interested in this story.
Well, let me... I just talked 6 months ago with a lady who called me from the New York Times. She covers Internet issues. And she interviewed me, and I mentioned, are you sure you want all these things? Are you going to write something? Because I was skeptical. And she said, oh, yeah, no problem. She called me the next day, and she said, you know, I think that what you told me yesterday, you're right, because when I went to my managing editor, he told me that this story is not Internet story, it's automobile story, and the automobile correspondent will call Uzi Nissan.
Uh-huh.
And if you think that he called me, I got beautiful oceanfront property in Tennessee. You know.
Wow.
This is one. Second, now on my site, which is, by the way, let me mention, it's ncchelp.org. NCC for Nissan Computer Corporation. ncchelp.org. That covers everything about the trial. If somebody forgets, they can always go to Nissan.com and click on Nissan Motors lawsuit against us.
Okay.
And there we have a link where you can, we have a mail form that you can go and fill and send an email to the media, and it goes to about 45, 46 of the big names. One of them was, and let me mention that, one of them was CBS News. There is a program there called Digital Dan. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
You heard of digital? Anyhow, he called me after about maybe a week and a half that I understand there was like hundreds of emails from supporters went to the media and left me a nasty message to take his email address out. But I'm talking about really nasty. And, I don't understand why bigger names never did that, and only he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, you know, it makes you think. That's what we're doing right now, try to get it to the mainstream media. You know, we're trying to get, and the supporters are just unbelievable. There's not one day that goes by without at least 100, 120 emails to the media.
Wow. And yet, even with that kind of support, you still can't get your story into the mass media.
Nope.
So it's really not about people power, is it? I mean, the media just tells the story that they want to tell to prop up whatever is propping them up, I suppose.
You're absolutely right. Well, you know, I'm not saying that it's right, but, you know, Nissan Motors, from the papers that we got, are spending over $400 million in advertisement in the United States alone. So, you know, of course they don't want to upset anybody. They want the piece of the pie. I'm not justifying it. You know, I'm just telling you my opinion why I think
right.
It doesn't.
Well, it makes perfect sense when you consider how it all is set up. And I think a lot of people might not realize that who turn on the radio or read the newspapers. They think it's all just one big idealistic, free-for-all. And it's not. It's a very biased type of a system. It's something that, you have to take a very aggressive interest in if you want to preserve places like this, places that will keep you,
Absolutely.
Alternative opinions out there.
Absolutely, and before I forget, put me for 1 1/4.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, before I forget that.
Okay, well, definitely won't let you forget that.
All right.
212-209-2950, the station that even our own guests support. it's unbelievable.
Good cause.
Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. Did they try to just do any negotiation with you or just sue you right out of the box?
Well, let me tell you how they did that. In the beginning of October, their e-business manager called me and wanted to discuss that with me. And I said, fine, I'm not going to discuss it over the phone. You want to come to North Carolina, I'll be glad to meet with you. On the 15th of October, he flew to North Carolina. And we discussed some things. You know, they wanted me to give them a price. I said, it's not for sale, but let's talk about some other things. You want a banner, you want a split page, you want all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, I'll go back and talk to my superiors, and let's get back. I'll get back with you later on. He went back, and December 8th or 7th, he called me and he said, we need to talk again. And it was a Friday, December 10th, 1999, that he came in, flew back to North Carolina to meet me, and in my office. And he came in and says, listen, my superior says no partnership, no nothing. They just want a price. And for 2 hours and 15 minutes, I was going back and forth and say, hey, it's not the... No, domain name is not for sale. Domain name is not for sale. After two and a half hours, I said, well, you know what? You just want a price. You just want a price. You just want a price. $15 million. Do you understand now that I don't want to sell? That was it. He went out, made a phone call. 5 minutes later, their attorneys are calling me. They're filing a lawsuit against me.
And are they actually seriously saying that you are holding it over their heads for $15 million?
That's what they're saying,
uh-huh.
You know, which is wrong. It's not, but that's what they're saying. But listen to that. He was talking outside still on the phone. I go to him and I said, his name was Merrill Davis. He's not working for them anymore. I said, Merrill, what's happening? I got a phone call from your attorneys. They're filing a lawsuit against me. And he says, Uzi, I'm sorry. I did not know anything about it. It was not supposed to end up like that. Well, you know, after 10 minutes, he left. 4 days later, my attorney gets the complaint, and he's telling me that Merrill Davis already signed his declaration for the complaint on Wednesday, which was 2 days before he came to see me. So they just came in to entrap me to give them a price, because that was another thing, it's like another part of the cyber squatting law,
mm-hmm.
that I was trying to sell it to them.
Well, that's how they define bad faith. If you get a domain and you hold a price and say, I'm not going to give it to you unless you give me this amount of money, they consider that bad faith. But I think if they came to you asking you for a price, that demonstrates bad faith on their part.
Correct. And I think that's why the judge saw it this way. But, you know, all they did, all the negotiation was to entrap me to give them a price. So the answer is no. They did not try to negotiate with me. They just sued me.
Mm-hmm.
Does Datsun, now Nissan, have a website of their own?
Yes, they do.
Which is?
It's nissandriven.com.
And have people been emailing them to complain about this travesty?
Well, some of them email them direct and send me, and you're copying me. But from our site, you can go and send an email to the parties involved, which send it to them and to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the emails coming out of the site.
Okay.
I see. Unbelievable. So now, what is the timetable? Obviously, you have the trial coming up in October.
October 15th.
Now,
correct.
Is anything set to happen between now and then?
Well, yes, this second try on summary judgment on dilution is going to happen. which we find it very, very hard to believe that anything will come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's too many disputed facts. And when there are some disputed facts, it cannot be, judged by, it cannot be ordered by the judge. He's supposed to send it to the juries when there's a lot of disputed facts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that's the way he'll see it and that we will have a trial.
Yeah, I mean, having a trial about this, I think, is a very educational thing, something that will be beneficial to the American people, because we'll hear how this whole thing came about in the first place.
Of course.
But, you know, they are going to try to do everything possible to get you to settle somehow.
Well, I tell you what, they're trying, but they're hardly even covering the defense of